For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. Denver Holt has been counting long-eared owls for 30 years. After graduating from the University of Montana with a degree in wildlife biology and no desire to sit behind a desk, he started a nonprofit organization, the Owl Research Institute in the Mission Valley. He then went on to become an international wildlife research superstar, a man known around the world as Mr. Owl. He's always searching for answers about the iconic birds, and often searching for the birds themselves.
Now the long hike in.
Today, Denver and researcher Matt Larson walk about 25 yards through a snow-covered field off Mullen Road between Missoula and Frenchtown. The sky is thick with low gray clouds as they approach a willow thicket.
This is an area where they roost all throughout here, and hopefully they're here now. We'll just head in and see what we can do. Here, Sherry, you see the one sitting way down there? Look through that tunnel, and you can see it. We're whispering, but it's not like they don't know we're here, you know? I mean, it's so funny that we're just like, oh gosh, you know, let's be quiet. The owls, they know. I mean, that's what they do. So we're going to get set up here. We got a couple little bit of banging to do and get our net set up.
Denver and Matt dig through their packs to find equipment.
I thought I had a hammer.
Then we walk through a narrow corridor in the bushes. Matt explains what they're doing.
We're just setting up a mist net here. It's a really pretty nocturnal species, and we're using that to our advantage here because they don't really like to be out in the open during the day. They get harassed by ravens and hawks and magpies, and so they want to stick kind of into the vegetation. And so we have these areas, as you can imagine, where an owl would fly through in the vegetation here, and we pick out a clear area like this to set up this mist net.
The plan is for Denver and Matt to walk around either side of the thicket and flush whatever owls are in there toward the net while I move back and wait for some action.
You know, you might see a bird fly around you to the left or the right, so just be heads up. If it's brown at about 3 feet wingspan and flies low, it's probably a long-eared owl.
I wait, listening. It's quiet for about a minute, and then I hear an owl hit the net. At almost the same time, owls land in the bushes near me, and Denver yells.
What did you see?
I saw two owls. They came and landed right next to me, and then they flew off to the south.
Cool. All right, we got one in the net if you want to come over.
Okay. When I arrive at the net, Matt is untangling an owl.
Sometimes I get pretty tangled up, but you just take your time. Teaches you patience.
Once the owl is free of the net, Denver holds it by the legs. It stands in its hand, looking calm, but every once in a while it flaps its wings or dips its beak toward Denver's bare hand.
Ooh, he looks like he wants to take your finger off.
The owl is gorgeous. Its eyes are yellow and enormous.
Long-eared owl, turn around. Thank you.
The owl's feathers range in color from gray to dark brown to cream. Matt inspects the feathers closely to determine the owl's age.
The darker feathers are actually the newer feathers, and so when you look side by side, you can see old feathers and new feathers. And so this bird, having two generations of feathers, is at least 2 years old.
They also decide, based on the feathers, that this owl is a female. And then Denver and Matt weigh the owl by stuffing her into a sock.
Is that somebody's old hunting sock?
Yes, it is. We know exactly how much it weighs. We cut one end off and we put the owls in them. For bigger owls, we have old wool sweaters, you know, the arms of a sweater.
After the owl is out of the sock, Matt pulls out one of her feathers to get a DNA sample.
She didn't like that.
No, she didn't. It probably just pinches a little bit when we pull them out.
Then he attaches a band to one of her legs, which may or may not add much to their knowledge database.
You know, every once in a while we'll capture a bird that maybe we banded as a nestling or in its first winter, and then 4 or 5 years later you catch a bird and you say, God, that number, that's an old number. I say, God, we banded this bird 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and it's back in the same site. Where was it in between? And that we don't know.
What they do know, however, is that voles are a primary food source for owls. That means
they're the farmer's friend. When we talk to the farmers and ranchers, you know, we tell them what they're eating, they're glad to have them. They have to pay them. They go out at night and they kill small mammals that might be eating crops.
Finally, Denver releases our owl. We watch her fly through an opening in the willow thicket and off across a field. But why do long-eared owls matter enough to study them for 30 years?
In grassland species such as long-eared owls and short-eared owls, I think that they're the icon of the grasslands. And if their numbers are declining, that's going to tell us something. Now, whether it's as simple as habitat loss, but maybe it's something beyond that. So it means we should pay attention.
Denver Holt and Matt Larson pack up their equipment.
How are we doing, Matt?
I think we got it if you want to grab a rebar.
Okay, I got it.
And walk through the snow back to their truck, armed with another set of owl data that will eventually help organizations like the U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks, and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes make better land management decisions. You can see pictures of our long-eared owl outing and find more information about the Owl Research Institute at mtpr.org. For Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman.